personality. Tell me what you want, I can buy you anything. Show you around the world, I can take you overseas. Tell me where you're from, with your nationality.
Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Zambia recorded 28,312 road traffic accidents, resulting in 1,830 deaths between January and September. UPND calls for a probe into PF Thuggery attack. In international news, UN officials warn of worsening situation in Sudan. And finally, sports news, Sichone Chaiwa hospitalized, Kennedy Musonda leaves camp.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
Action Institute for Policy Analysis, APAC, has described the turning out of people in Lusaka to make submissions to the Technical Committee on Constitution Amendment as impressive. APAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the turnout demonstrates a firm commitment to democratic values and a shared desire to shape the country's supreme law. In an interview with Power FM in Lusaka, Mr. Ngoma said the atmosphere in Lusaka has been marked by seriousness and civic pride. The situation, he said, underscores the importance of process to Zambia's future. In the meantime, Mr. Ngoma has commended all citizens who have contributed to the process, stating that every submission is important and contributes positively to the country's democracy.
As Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, we would like to extend our sincere gratitude to the people of Lusaka for turning out in large numbers to make submissions to the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendment. Your strong participation reflects a deep commitment to democratic values and a shared determination to shape a constitutional framework that promotes accountability, inclusivity, and justice. The atmosphere has been marked by seriousness and civic pride, underscoring the importance of this process to the future of our nation. As IPAC, we thank each citizen who has taken time to contribute. Every submission is a vital part of building a stronger democracy. We encourage all participants to continue engaging with respect, unity, and purpose, knowing that your voices are helping to secure a brighter and a more inclusive Zambia for generations to come. I thank you.
In another special development, the United Party for National Development, UPND, has called for a serious probe into the recent attack on the opposition Patriotic Front Secretariat in Lusaka by suspected UPND cadres. The ruling party is also calling for the arrest of all suspects. Addressing journalists in Lusaka yesterday, party spokesperson Cornelius Mwita challenged the police to ensure justice prevail in the attack, assuring that the nation that there will be no political interference in the probe. He reaffirmed President Hakainde Hichilema's tolerance to cadrism, hence distancing the UPND from the violence. The attack comes barely a few days after UPND Wengwa MP declared the reintroduction of cadrism.
And within a separate development, the Road Traffic and Safety Agency, RATSA, has disclosed that Zambia recorded a total of 28,312 road traffic crashes from January to the end of September this year, claiming 1,830 lives. Of the 830 deaths, 187 were children. Speaking during the commemoration of the World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims in Lusaka yesterday, RATSA Executive Officer and Director Engineer Amon Mwemba said despite the ongoing efforts, road traffic accidents continue to pose a serious challenge. He explained that in 2024, the country recorded 35,731 road traffic accidents, resulting in 2,199 deaths.
And in another special development, a 50-year-old man of Sinkombwa village in Chief Sekute's area has died after being slammed against a tree by an ox he was trying to restrain. Police say the victim, identified as Mundia Likando, was injured when the animal broke free while he was helping yoke oxen on Sunday morning. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirms the incident, saying it happened around 09 hours as the deceased and his brother-in-law were ferrying poles from the bush for a building project. Mr. Namalongo explained that one of the oxen came out of the yoke and began running away. Because it still had a rope around its neck, Mr. Likando attempted to pull it back, but the animal overpowered him and dragged him into a tree. He sustained injuries after being hit against the tree and fell to the ground. Family members attempted to rush him to Kazungula General Hospital, but he died on the way. Police officers later visited the scene and confirmed the details. A body inspection revealed bruises on both elbows and on the lower back. The body has since been transferred to Batoka Hospital Mortuary in Livingston, and police have opened an inquiry file into the matter.
Still within international news, UN officials warn of worsening situation in Sudan. Sudanese women displaced from El Fasha, the capital of North Darfur, walk through the newly established El Afad camp in Al Daba, northern state of Sudan, on Thursday, November 13th. Officials from the UN Refugee Agency, World Health Organization, and UNMAS, United Nations Mine Action Service, on Friday delivered stark warnings over the deteriorating situation in Sudan. The military and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, went to war in 2023 when the tensions erupted between them. The army and the RSF are former allies that were supposed to oversee a democratic transition after a 2019 uprising. The fighting has killed at least 40,000 people, according to the World Health Organization, and displaced 12 million others. However, aid groups say the true death toll could be many times higher. Last month, the RSF seized El Fasha, the capital of North Darfur, and rampaged through the Saudi hospital in the city, killing more than 450 people, according to the World Health Organization.
Still in international news, Benin has passed a constitutional amendment creating a second chamber and extending presidential and legislative term limits. It's too late for Benin's president, Patrice Talon, but the country's National Assembly has adopted a constitutional amendment extending presidential and legislative terms from 5 years to 7. The change comes into effect next year. Talon has just 7 months left in his second term, and the two-term presidential limit remains unchanged. The reform also creates a Senate expected to have between 25 and 30 members. According to the amendment, the body will draw on the experience of former political and security figures, including former presidents, leaders of the National Assembly, presidents of the Constitutional Court, and military chiefs of the staff. Its function will be a way to regulate political life, to safeguard and strengthen national unity, democracy, and peace. We'll take a short break and return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take note. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Badan. Now ready, available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.
The press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630,
1200 and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM